91. He is my brother. Once upon a time, there was a small hill. A path went up the hill. It went through thick and lovely woods of pine and fir trees. People often walked on it to a holy place. One day, when the sun shone high in the sky, many people were seen climbing up the hill. They were climbing slowly and carefully. A girl also climbed the hill with them. Her name was Meena. Meena was 12 years old. She carried a small boy on her back. He was 4 years old. His hair was curly. His eyes were black, and his face was as fresh as the morning dew. As the sunshine danced through the trees, Meena climbed the hill slowly and steadily. Meena was happy. The boy was also happy. A man in the group looked at Meena. He felt sorry for her. He asked her,
"My child, why are you carrying a boy on your back? Don't you feel his load?"
Meena looked at him in wonder. She could not understand him. Her brother was unable to walk. Meena asked, "Load? Load? Of course not. He is my brother." Based on a story by Sanat Kumar Bhatt.
New words. Understand.
Climbed.
Holy.
Slowly.
Sorry.
Load. Page 91. Page 92.
Reading is fun. 1. Where were the people going?
2. What did the man say to Meena?
3. Why do you think Meena was carrying her brother?
Talk time.
1. What went up the hill? What went up the hill? A. A path. B. A street. C. A road. Or D. A rail line.
2. What is the name of the girl in the story? A. Seema. B. Beena. C. Meena. D. Neena.
3. How old was Meena? A. 10. B. 12. C. 9. D. 8.
4. How old was Meena's brother? A. 5. B. 4. C. 6. D. 7.
Let's write. Fill in the blanks using the correct given words. Rat, sip, box, rug, cot, den, pit.
1. The boy fell in the dash.
2. I dash hot milk.
3. The kid is in the dash.
4. My toy is in the dash.
Page 92. Page 93. 5. The line is in the dash.
6. The cat runs after the dash.
7. I sit on the dash.
1. Fill in the blanks with the opposite of the underlined word given in the sentence.
1. The rat ran in when the cat ran dash.
2. The lion is big, but the ant is dash.
3. The giraffe has a long neck, but owls are dash.
4. The sun appears in the day and the moon at dash.
5. The tea is hot, but the water is dash.
6. Trees are tall, but the bushes are dash.
7. Ram was sad, but Radha was dash.
Team time. 1. What are the difficulties that a child who can't see will face?
2. Would you help a child who can't walk to school?
3. How can you help such a child and make the child feel one of you?
Activity: a game. Blindfold a child with a cloth. He or she must try to catch the other children. Whoever is caught has to be blindfolded next. Page 93. Page 94.
Let's know these signs. Sign language is a visual language consisting of signs, gestures, fingerspelling, and facial expressions. Children who cannot hear may use sign language for communication. Sign language uses the hands to send information and the eyes to receive them. It is a visual manual language system with its own sentence structure and word order. Sign language is a part of total communication method used with people who are hard of hearing. In addition to sign language, the total communication method involves other modes of communication like lip reading, voice amplification, writing, gesture, and visual imagery, and visual imagery or pictures. Although using sign language is important for communication, it can also be an adventure for everyone. Here are some words that you can learn in sign language. Show and say as seen in the pictures below.
Sing. Right open hand facing in touches the mouth and moves to the right like waving.
Dance. Both zero hands facing out move from shoulder to front of chest alternatively twice.
Page 94. Page 95. Read. Both open hands, palms facing at chest level, move from side to side in a symmetric way.
Write. Act out as if writing onto the palm of the left hand.
Win. Right thumbs up hand move up to right shoulder from front of chest.
Lose. Right thumbs up hand moves from right shoulder to front of chest to end with thumb pointing down.
Sunrise. Right bent five hand facing left moves from the waist level on the right side up above the head.
Sunset. Right bent five hand facing left moves from above the head to the waist level of the left side and rests facing down.
Page 9.